The editor-in-chief of the popular U.S.-based Jesuit weekly magazine America is leaving his position, following complaints from conservative American Catholics and from the Vatican about the way the publication handles controversial issues within the Church. The resignation of Father Thomas Rees follows a reprimand earlier this year from then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Benedict XVI. Chicago Public Radio's Jason DeRose reports.
Father Rees will leave America magazine at the end of the month after 7 years as head of the publication. Father Charles Curran teaches at Southern Methodist University in Texas. He says during that time, America dealt head-on with the hot-button issues facing the Church and the United States.
Things like same-sex marriages, things like the abortion legislation, and with Catholic politicians who do not vote in favor of repealing Roe v. Wade, whether or not they could go to communion.
Back in 1986, Curran was told he could no longer teach Roman Catholic theology himself because of his dissenting views from official church teaching. He sees Father Rees's departure as the head of America as a crackdown on religious freedom within the Catholic Church, something he says was guaranteed by Vatican II.
Before that time, we had condemned religious freedom. Popes in the 19th century call the freedom of conscience a sewer into which all garbage flows.
But Curran says the spirit of Vatican II was lived out in the pages of America under Thomas Rees's leadership. The role of America magazine in the U.S. is an educational one. It has never been thought of as a liberal journal, says Richard Gallardi, who teaches Catholic studies at the University of Toledo.
When they dealt with controversial topics, almost always they would publish articles that would represent both conservative and progressive viewpoints. I must tell you, more conservative journals have been far less willing to do the same thing.
Gallardi says he fears Rees's departure from America will have a chilling effect, not only on debate, but on the nature of debate in the Catholic Church.
There's an implicit paternalism at work here, and the paternalism goes like this. It's okay within limited boundaries for theologians to address controversial issues among themselves in the rarefied air of academia, but they're not allowed to do it in a journal like America that might be read by non-specialists, because here's the paternalism. You know, it will trouble and confuse simple believers.
Trouble and confuse them by publishing viewpoints in direct opposition to official Catholic teaching. Linda Pazinski is with Call to Action, a group that seeks greater involvement by laity in the Church. She worries that if Jesuits can be silenced, no one in the Church is beyond reach.
America has been the kind of magazine that intelligent Catholics go to for information in terms of trying to understand more about the weighty issues that face our world. And I think this is going to breed distrust among the readership as to the future of America magazine.
Taking over for Father Thomas Rees is another Jesuit, Father Drew Christensen. He's been an associate editor at the magazine since 2002 and is known for his work on Catholic social teaching and international peace and justice issues. Those are less controversial themes, more in line with the late Pope John Paul II, and which are expected to be continued under Benedict XVI. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.